A new pipeline could cut through southeast Iowa and western Illinois, pumping crude oil beneath farmland and the Mississippi River. Regulators in both states could decide in a matter of months whether Dakota Access can move ahead with construction. This week, we'll take a closer look at the project and some of the questions surrounding it. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott starts us off by looking at who will build the pipeline.
Dakota Access says the pipeline will create as many as 12,000 construction jobs. Opponents of the project question how many of those jobs would be filled locally, as opposed to a single construction crew traveling the 1,100-mile length of the route. Spokeswoman Vicky Granado says the project would be divided into sections so construction can occur all at once and be finished by late 2016. She says the contractors overseeing each section would hire locally.
We have committed to the unions that at least 50% of the workers will be union workers, and they will be sourced through the local union hall.
That's good news for Ryan Drew. He's president of the Southeast Iowa Building and Construction Trades Council. Drew says he's also heard doubts about whether local workers would be qualified.
I've got several of my members that live in Burlington and travel pipeline work all over, so one, that's false.
And two, Drew says hands-on training is available if it is specialized work.
At our training site, you dig an actual ditch, grab the pipe, and they actually set it in the ditch, you know, make sure they can do it safely and everything like that.
Drew says the pipeline comes at a good time for local workers as construction winds down at the new Iowa Fertilizer Company plant near Weaver. In fact, this project could come along at a good time for the entire state. We'll look at the potential economic benefits of the pipeline tomorrow. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.